Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's Own Blog Talk Radio. It is May 1st. Happy May Day to everybody. And I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in Southern California. And today I have a couple topics I thought we could go over, but I'm going to definitely want your input on this as well. So what is Roundtable Wednesday? Well, this is our opportunity to talk to each other about anything and everything as it relates to Beamer, as long as we keep it compliant. But this is where we share ideas and help each other out. This is a conglomeration of us putting all our heads together so that we can all learn and grow and develop and be able to share Beamer in the best way possible and the most efficient and effective way too, because let's face it, we all don't want to be just wasting our time out there. But for a lot of us, this is all brand new, territory to explore. And so some of us may be very hesitant about making or being afraid that we'll make a mistake or different things there. Well, there's no such thing as making a mistake. It's a learning lesson. And from that, then we learn and grow and we develop different ways of accomplishing the task that we have at hand. So first off, we want to be able to listen to recordings of this program, which is capable. And we've got four different ways. It's actually three, but one of them is a combination. And that is you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. And then another way to find that address is if you go into your Beamer back office. So if you go to backoffice.beamer.services and enter the email address that you use to sign up with, and then use your password, that will bring up your back office. On the far left-hand side is Distributor Library. When you click on Distributor Library, different options will come up. And underneath the green heading that says can't find what you're looking for, search here. Well, that is an option where you can type in that area and search for any type of documents, anything you want, and it helps accelerate the process on finding something you're looking for. However, directly underneath that is access the Team Up calendar here. When you click on that, then everything that is currently scheduled with Beamer is on the calendar, and you can run your cursor over whatever item you want and then click on it, and then that will expand the information, and the website and the phone number for Blog Talk Radio is all right there. Then also, like for example, for this week on Friday or on Thursday, they have the ability to sign up for the medical roundtable and then the pre-academy up in Minneapolis. And then it shows where the Minneapolis Academy, which is the live academy, is going to be this coming Friday and Saturday. So I give all the best to the Academy directors and all the assistants. As you may not know, there are several assistants that are behind the scenes that also help the Academy directors put this on. It's just not a one-stop shop show for one person. It literally does take a, as they would say, a tribe to make these happen. And so when you are at the academies, make sure you thank everybody, because they are all volunteers and they're helping out because they want to help share Beamer and make sure that you're well educated. Okay, so now the other two ways to listen to Blog Talk Radio is by going to an app that is on your phone. And this is a free app. And if you have an Apple phone, that app is Podcasts, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, Podcasts. And that's a free app. So just go to your Apple store, type in Podcasts, and or you may already have it downloaded. And when you do, you just click on it, and there's a little search icon. It looks like a little magnifying glass on the lower right-hand corner. Type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and the only option that comes up is your Blog Talk Radio programs. And so you just click on those. All the recordings of all the Blog Talk Radios for the last 3 or 4 years are all right there at your fingertips, and you can listen to them. Now, we as Blog Talk hosts, I've been trying to educate everybody that once we complete a program, we will then change the title a little bit, and we're limited on space to maybe put in 3 or 4 words. However, we try to put in key words that will help direct a person to maybe want to listen to those or what have you. Okay, so anyway, let's say you have an Android phone. Well, you still have an app also that is free with that, and it's called Podcast Player. Okay, so for those who have Android phones, the app for your Android phone is called Podcast Player. And then once again, follow the directions on it, the search, type in Beamer, and then the only option that comes up is going to be your Blog Talk Radio program. So there you have it. Now you can listen to all the recordings. Now, I was approached, and I had one of our listeners, Amy, from the Minneapolis area, reach out and was asking a question because she knew she might not be able to be on the program today, but is going to be traveling out of country, and they are limited to just a couple carry-ons, no checked luggage. And how do I carry the Beamer? Well, and or what to take? Well, with the new Evo, then you're going to want to definitely take the B-Box, your power cord, and then also whatever country you're going to, make sure you have the appropriate conversion boxes or plugs for that area. And then also at a minimum taking your B pad. Okay. If you want to take the B spot, you can, but honestly that B pad, and even per Dr. Burka, is the most versatile of all the applicators. If you're not able to take the B body and the B bed, then the B pad is the next best thing. However, please note that with the Evo, you cannot use the special program, which is the third button over that uses a special signal. That cannot be used with the B pad or the B spot, only with the B body and B bed. So how do you get around that if you're wanting to use something for recovery after, let's say, you've been out on some long hikes or whatever there? With the Evo, you can also pre-program 3 separate programs into your Evo itself, into the B box. So what you could do is set up, if you're wanting to look for recovery as such, then why not mimic and set in a program that mimics what the S3 would be. However, please note, the difference between the special program, which is a patented signal, and our regular signal is slightly different. And the difference is our regular signal has approximately 10 hertz and approximately 30 hertz, and it's a biphasic signal with a time variation between those two energy levels that helps stimulate the larger diameter vessels and then the smaller diameter vessels within our microcirculatory system. The special program, that patented signal, is only using the approximate 10 hertz of energy within the signal itself. And that is designed to work on the alpha wave of your brain waves, the relaxation, to keep you relaxed. Now, when you are also pre-programming, make sure that you have the plus signal off as well. Okay, so that is a way to get around it. And so when you're traveling, you could pre-program an S1, an S2, an S3 mimicked by making those programs, just knowing that the signal is slightly different. And the B pad, remember, is 3 times stronger than the B body or the B bed. So you could do the signal with, because the B pad now has 4 coils in it, you could run that all the way down your back. And because it's 3 times stronger, that signal is going to disperse throughout the whole body. And if a person then wanted to, you could do another 8-minute session by running it down between your leg area if you feel that is necessary. So those are different ways to do it. Also, I recommended that with the B box, and it is in the carry-on, make sure it does have some type of protection or padding around it in case it gets bumped around in the overhead compartment or underneath the seat in front of you, on the aircraft, whatever the case may be. Make sure it is well protected. All right? So I hope that helps. If anybody else has any suggestions, all you got to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and that will bring you up in the queue, and you can share. Now, one thing also, knowing that we do have our medical tags that are back in stock, and you can go to your back office, and in your back office at the very bottom left is the Shop Beamer Gear. And when you go to Shop Beamer Gear, I am going into it myself here right now, and I just want to double check. I know, dramatic pause, right? Okay, here. I'm trying to get logged in here, folks, so. All righty here. For whatever reason, maybe I need to change and reset my password. But if someone has the ability to go in, but go into your Beamer Gear and check, because I know that if you go to dashboard and then you go to shop and I want to buy something, I do know that I don't believe it is there under EvoLine, for example, and you scroll downward and there's all the different items there. I know the tags are not there, so it has to be in the Beamer Shop area. And you do need to sign in on the Beamer Shop using an email and password. So anyway, it would be in there. I know for myself, I personally, a couple weeks ago, ordered 10 tags to be able to give out to my team members as gifts and different things there. So anyway, there you have it. Make sure you also have your medical tag on there, so it just makes people aware. Although, if you're using the medical tag and you have the Beamer in that carry-on item, sometimes they will say, well, that isn't going to count because you have clothing, you have your toiletry items in there, and you have all these other items. So it's kind of like abusing the medical device usage of that tag. So just be aware of that. However, I would still personally have it on there. So that way, when they are checking it, they're more aware that, hey, there might be something more sensitive in here that they need to be aware of. All right. So there you have it with that. And go ahead and let's bring up some questions. Press the number one on your phone and let's go from there. So we are going to have our first caller here. We're going to have 831-760. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Good morning, Greg. It's Sibylla.
And hi, Sibylla.
Hi. Sorry, I came on late, so I don't know what was before 909 when I chimed in here on Blog Talk. But you were talking about how to protect, be aware to really protect your beamer when you put it in the overhead compartment. And one of my two-tier beamer colleagues, he had that done really, really well protected. It was nearly brand new to beamer. And he even called into customer service to get advice how to do it. And it broke. He had it so well protected. I mean, he was totally obsessed with fear. It could happen, and it did happen. So I always tell people, don't put it in the overhead compartment at all. You don't know who is the person who might throw something on it. And you don't know what is happening up in the overhead compartment. And I learned from the people who repair things or look at broken things at beamer that it's really around at the edges of the screen where the tension is the highest somehow. When something gets hit there, it breaks so easily. So best is never put your beamer, your carry-on beamer, in the overhead compartment, but put it underneath of the front chair where the feet go.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And once again, on how to wrap it. And like you said, those edges are normally the key places that will catch. And sometimes even just the face of the glass also. Able to protect that. So yeah, you want to treat it, although I admit they are still fairly darn durable. They did a great job on putting these together, but you want to take care of them. You've got a big investment there. And then also, I'm glad you brought that up, is having some type of insurance to protect. I don't know whether it be homeowners insurance. Make sure you check with your insurance person. So that if you are traveling and you have your Evo outside of the home and there is damage to it, that it would be covered. So check with your insurance agents on what would be the best insurance to have for different items like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was my little comment. Just now whenever I hear people are traveling, I just tell them the story and say, to be safe, just don't put it up there.
Yeah.
So that's the best. With all the precautions, I mean, you had it wrapped and packed, and you think it's impossible, anything to penetrate. But it just has to be something pointy, just bang, a hard contact through it. It's a mystery how it could have broken that way. But I just tell people, just don't do it. You don't know. Sometimes the energies go weird and it breaks. So,
So just be careful and be well prepared there. Thanks so much, Sibylla. And as always, you deserve this one. All righty.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's get on to our next caller. I'm liking this, guys. Okay. We have 563-343. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
This is Janet, and I wanted to share with what was just discussed. We did put our Evo on our homeowner's insurance for a very minimal, amount that we're paying a year for it, and it's kind of comforting to know you've got a backup plan there if something does happen.
No, that's a great. So it did go under your homeowners. And so does that cover the beamer, even if you're traveling and the beamer is outside of the home, outside of the residence itself?
Yes. Awesome.
Yep. So everybody make sure you check with your individual insurance agent, though, because maybe different companies might be different on the coverage. But that's good to know. I appreciate your input on that. You know, these are the little key things that we normally don't discuss or talk about. And that's what I love about Roundtable Wednesday, is that we are able to bring up this subject matter to really help out each other for all those little idiosyncrasy items that do come up, and then we're wondering, well, what do we do? So
yeah,
no, great info. I'm making notes here too on this for my to be able to retitle the program after we're done. So very good. I'm liking it, guys. You guys are rock stars as always. I appreciate it. So thanks so much, Jeanette. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yep, and you deserve this too, girl. You brought it to me. All righty, let's move on to our next. We have 626-390. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Greg. Hey, I just logged in. I'm in California, but I'm currently in Utah, so I missed maybe the beginning. But I just wanted to add, I heard the topic of traveling with your Evo. Or your Beamer. I travel with it everywhere I go. I take it to the Bahamas. I take it to the East Coast. I take it to Hawaii. I'm never without it. On one of my travels, I took my, this was when I had the Pro unit before the Evo was out, and I took it in my backpack, and I actually put it in the overhead bin, and a suitcase hit it and cracked the screen. So what I did, it was an American flight, and I actually filed a claim with American, and American went and coordinated with Beamer and replaced the unit, which was $4,000 and changed just to replace the Pro unit. But American was amazing to do that. I'm not advocating that you want your Beamers to break, but if by chance, and now I never even put it in the overhead bin, I wrap it in some type of clothing in my Beamer backpack and I put it by my seat, because that was a huge lesson to me, that even if you take it on the plane with you and some suitcase, as mine was in a backpack, and how it took off, the suitcase just slid down and hit the screen just right, it still broke. So I'm just saying, you know, do check with your airlines, and if you're ever traveling American, they were amazing. So anyway, just wanted to add that little tidbit to the travel part of it, because, again, we never check it. But we always take it with us on the plane. And even with the new Evo, because of the lithium battery is in the stand, that lithium stand has to go on the plane with you like it's a computer. You cannot put that in the bag. And I always separate my Evo from the stand. And, again, I wrap them both separately with some type of padded clothing just to protect that baby. I treat it like it's a baby. It is so tender and precious, and I don't want anything to ever hurt it. So just wanted to add that.
No, that is awesome, Melanie. And I want to give a huge shout out to you too. And for everybody that doesn't know, Melanie works as a physical therapist in the San Clemente area. She's amazing, I might add. And she has also been training to become an academy director. And she literally knocked it out of the park at the Phoenix Academy. They gave her a couple tough subjects. One of them was doing a Beamer demo in front of everybody, and she did an amazing job and brought up so many wonderful points on how to do the demo and the kind of questions that might be posed to you when you are doing a demo for people. But then more importantly, she did the section that goes over the back office and then also our replicated website. And I want to personally thank her, because I learned a lot on especially the replicated website. I have on my notes here things to do, and that's review my replicated website because of the different blog areas that are in our replicated website that are filled with all sorts of amazing information. And for all of us, we should definitely be taking the time and reviewing everything that's in our replicated website, because when you're sharing that with different people, you can then direct them to what might spark their interest or be of interest to them. So, Melanie, would you like to expand upon that a little bit?
Oh, sure. Greg, thank you for the accolades. I think everybody in the Beamer family has so much to share with each other. We all learn from each other. And one of the things that I shared on there is when you, everybody has your, Beamer makes you, and you're a rep, your own website. So where you go to sell Beamer, when you say replicated website, that's what Greg is referring to. And when you scroll, and you, it depends if you're on an iPad or if you're on a computer, it's in different spots, but it always has media, it has blog. And so one of the things I shared, one of my favorite things is a blog from February of 2021. If you scroll through those blogs, you're going to see the history of TEMF. And being a physical therapist, I love that the history of pulse electromagnetic fields shares that it was used for non-union bone fracture, which means when you had a broken bone and they were not next to each other, the pieces were apart. That's called a non-union because it's not union. It's not next to the other broken part. It actually, the Beamer PEMF signal helps the bones grow together. So that's one of the uses of PEMF even before Beamer, but Beamer also facilitates that being a great PEMF device that we all love. The other thing it was used for was incontinence, which means people who have problems with going to the bathroom frequently and sometimes throughout the night and they're not getting a restful sleep because it wakes you up. We can't say Beamer is going to diagnose, cure, or treat anything. It's going to improve blood flow. But every system is related, as we know, to the circulatory system, right? Your musculoskeletal, your nervous system, your integumentary, you know, every system. So as we get better blood flow, it's also helping that system in our body. The history of PEMF says that it helps people with this issue. And so being a physical therapist, I run into people all the time that complain of those two issues, right? Fractures and the issue with our incontinence. So I pull that up and say, look at the history of PEMF. So that's a homework assignment for you as reps, is to go back and explore, spend time to see what people are doing in your back office when you send it to them. So, yeah.
Melanie, which one was that again on the bone structure?
It's February of 2021, and it says the history of PEMF. When you're scrolling through all the blogs, you're going to have to scroll because it's down in 2021, 3 years ago. It's a black and white picture, and it looks like there's, like, I don't know if it's Einstein or somebody. It's like a black and white drawing on it. Click on that, and then scroll down through the wording, and it's kind of in the middle and to the end are those two paragraphs that talk, about that history, and those two issues are referenced in there.
So, being a healthcare provider,
I like to be able to show people, hey, this is just the history of PEMF. Like you know, do your work and the research, and it's right there.
So what I wanted to do is to describe to people, Melanie, I've got it pulled up here. So when you go to your replicated website, folks, this is the one that however you have it set up, and then it would be whatever, and then .beamergroup.com. And so it could be your first name or however you have it set up. Then what I did is at the top, you have benefits, science, products, company, and media. I clicked on science, and then a little different item pulls up, and I scrolled on the main picture. I scrolled all the way down to the bottom, and in the gray section, at the very bottom of your replicated website, under company, there's products, company, support, and then science. But under company, the fourth item down is blog, B-L-O-G. When you click on blog, that brings up Beamer Blog Human. And I, you know, like I said, I didn't even know all of this was there. And they have got every month, they have a blog that has different subject matter for Beamer that goes all the way back. I'm scrolling. And yes, I found the picture. It goes all the way back to July 9th of 2019. So we have all these different articles that you can share with people and go through. So thank you, Melanie, because you just gave me a lot more homework to go over.
No problem. Hey, it's always, we're all learning together. And so, again, when I heard the issue on, you know, everybody traveling, And anyway, you bringing up that, we have to make sure that we block out time in our day to make new contacts, to put bodies on Beamer, but we also have to make sure that we know what we're sharing with the people. And so I really appreciate you, Greg, and all you do on Blog Talk to facilitate these calls. This takes a lot of time, and you are so dedicated to helping others in all aspects, whether it's Race Across America, whether it is Blog Talk. So let's all work together as team members and help others. And do live events is the other thing I was going to mention. And I've been so busy being a physical therapist that I haven't actually jumped on that bandwagon. And now I've started to do that. And what a change it is making. So anyway, everybody be active. Help your teammates. Be a mentor for others. And we all learn together. So have a great day, everyone.
Yep, and I want to thank, and Melanie definitely deserves this here. So thanks so much, Melanie. Love you, girl.
Thanks, great. Okay, love you right back. Bye.
Okay, bye. All righty, folks. There's some great information that Melanie shared, and I'm so glad that she actually brought this up. And when she mentioned about being a good mentor, I just had signed on a new distributor here a couple of days ago. And Beamer then also sent to me a congratulations of signing on a new distributor. Now, in that, it gives you, and I'm trying to find the email here now. Do you know how that goes, folks? In the email, it goes through and you've got your congratulations. And let's see here. Yeah, congratulations, a new Beamer partner. And within that email is just a nice brief overview of what our obligations and how we should train our new people are. And so it's a really good overview of Peter Gleim's motto by being successful, by making others successful. And then it gives you all the little tips and steps on what and how to introduce to your new distributor. So all of these things are really wonderful because these are the things that we're either we forget about because we've had our head in the books or whatever the case may be. But these are some things that we forget about. Now, one thing I also did is I like to lead by example, not only do as I say, but do as I do. And I have been informing my team that we should go through and get caught up on all our e-learning that's in our back office. So what's our e-learning? This is for our educational learning or electronic learning that the company has embraced, and it is in your back office. If you are a brand new distributor and you log into your back office and you do not see e-learning underneath customer library on the far left side, call customer support or even more so, contact your mentor so that they become educated on this process, and then contact customer support. And it's a very simple flip of the switch, and it normally takes a 2 or 3 hours maybe, depending on time of day and the whole bit. But then they will be able to add that to your Beamer back office. Now, your e-learning platform, there are several different subject matters, and some of them might be repetitious, because there is also the very top one is the United States for e-learning, the IBD training, and the one below that is the Canadian IBD training. So I have distributors that are not only in the U.S., but also in Canada. So when I went through the United States IBD training, those same modules that were in the Canadian training also showed then that I had completed it. So that way, when you go to the Canadian IBD training, you're not having to go through all the same stuff again. Same way with the Tony Geary performance training. when you go through your blueprint for foundational success, a lot of Tony Jerry's training is in there. So once again, by completing it there, it will also show that you've completed it in the actual Tony Jerry performance training modules. So I highly recommend, and my type A kicked in, but it took me 3 days. And I spent about 8 hours a day going through everything. And so I went from top to bottom through all of the training and the Equine Academy training essentials, everything. And I had forgotten that there is so much wonderful information in there, from how to just get started, what to review, our onboarding guidebook, which is in there, which is like the third item down in the United States IBD training, which is basically a step-by-step of how do I get started. It's that simple. And then as you go through, it starts to go into more of some of the different techniques on how to share Beamer. And then towards the end, they actually have in writing, because a lot of this is video, okay? So you can just kick back and enjoy, take notes, watch the videos, and then you can rewatch them too. You don't just get one time through it. I can go back and I can review any and all of these at any point in time. But then towards the end, they have actual templates of, if you're going to be texting somebody and you're like, well, I don't know what to text them, they have actual templates that you can use, or basically suggestions on what to send people. They have templates for emails. They have templates of what you verbally could be telling somebody if you're giving them a phone call. All of this is at our fingertips, folks. It's all been designed to help us all out. And I can probably estimate that there's probably about 90% of the distributors out there have not even looked at their e-learning. And when we look at the numbers on our expense report, or our the estimate of the income disclosure agreement, the IDA income disclosure agreement, when you look on there and you see the percentage of how many people are trainees, how many are juniors, how many are seniors, group leader, team manager, organizational director, organizational director plus, it shows you the percentage of how many of our distributors are in those individual brackets, number one. And then on to the side, it shows you the average income for that year of what those individuals made. Now, remember, this is an average. So you have some people that make a tremendous amount more, but then you have some people that aren't making any, and there's several that are not active. So that plays into the mathematics, into that. Remember that algebra that we used to do in school? Well, that's where it all comes into play. But this all goes into that section. And the point I'm getting at here is, if you are taking action to educate yourself, you are putting yourself basically in the top 5% of all the distributors nationwide. And all it takes is going in and reviewing your e-learning. All it takes, and you guys are already here listening to Blog Talk Radio that are live, and then all those that listen to the recordings, bless your heart, because it's a great way to get caught up on everything. And we know everybody has other jobs and commitments, or they're taking care of loved ones, or whatever the case may be. That's why we have these recorded, and that's why all this information is at your fingertips, folks. So it literally is up to us. Now, all the information also on how to be a good mentor is all there also. So if somebody has just a little bit of fire under their behind as such, and you're wanting to be successful and you don't really know where to reach for help, This is a great way. You're e-learning. Another thing, Blog Talk Radio, and being able to ask questions openly. This is how we all learn together. So with that, is there any other subject matter? We have 5 minutes. Let's not do the shotgun method and everybody hit me at one time when there comes down to 1 minute left, because we know that that happens almost every show. So if you have a question or a comment, bring it up now. Let's get these taken care of so that we can continue on our May Day here and having a great start of the month for May. We still have our special going with the basic pack. And remember that basic pack, the cost on it is $4,290, and that goes, I believe, till the end of June. And they are looking at the numbers. They had a total of 2,000 that they had produced, and this is worldwide, not just the United States. What this has also stimulated people to do is look at it going, oh, wow, they've dropped the price. Let's take a look at this. And then by being educated as the distributor, you're able to then work with that excitement and that curiosity of your client and educate them then to, yes, this is the basic pack. However, when you are using it on a regular basis and to help save you money, you're going to want to get the rechargeable battery for portability. You're going to want to get the B pad, possibly the B spot, because then you can get the beauty pack. You're going to want the B body, or I'm sorry, the B bed, and so forth. So what it does is it creates that ability to stimulate that conversation. And in doing so, they're finding that they're getting a lot more interest than in people buying the regular unit. So this has been a great stimulus, maybe not just to sell that basic unit, but to encourage people then to educate them on the importance. Now, I do know that my one buddy that has a big booth over at the Mesa Market area, for him, this basic pack will work out ideal, because instead of buying a whole bunch of regular Evo units, he's going to be able to buy the basic pack because he has anywhere between 6 and 8 chairs in his booth that for him, it'll be less expensive to have these. And then if he's wanting to, he can purchase the battery, and or what he will do is buy the B pad then for each item. And being a senior and or group leader, then naturally his commission / discount then would apply. So this is a great stepping stone for a lot of people. I know for myself, I just got done purchasing my second full-on Evo, because if I am at a booth, I normally have at least 2 chairs there, and I want 2 complete setups to be able to show people what is available. So we're coming down to less than 1.5 minutes left, folks. I want to thank Jeanette. I want to thank Melanie. I want to thank Sylvia. I want to thank Amy for contacting me earlier today to help bring up the subject matter that we went over. So make sure you look into your replicated website. Look up all those blog, postings with all the valuable information with each one. There's just a lot of valuable information there. So do your due diligence, take your time, spend a few minutes each day, just go in, do some happy clicking, do some exploring, and by continuing to educate yourself, you're going to become much more proficient and comfortable in being able to not only use the Beamer for yourself, because we have Dr. Burka's Wellness Wednesdays in our science section under our distributor library. We have so much information at our fingertips now, folks. Just like they say, if somebody put an elephant on your plate and said, eat the elephant, you can only do it one bite at a time. So with this, just have fun and incorporate your fellow team members on your team as well, and maybe explore and help educate each other too. Make it fun. Have fun doing this. So with that, everybody, have a great, great week. Remember, Equine Thursday for tomorrow, next Testimonial Tuesday for next week, and I want to thank you all for being here. Have a great, great week, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.